In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. Jesus said to the disciples, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Jesus had compassion for the crowd. The English word compassion owes its origin to the Latin word compati. It is a combination of two words, com and pari. Com means with, pari means to bear or suffer. Thus, the English dictionary gives compassion this meaning: a feeling of distress and pity for the suffering or misfortune of another, often including the desire to alleviate it. The Greek word Matthew used in his gospel for compassion is spanitsomai. I may be massacring the name, yet the word, but fortunately we don't have any Greek speaking people here. Spanitsomai, it literally means to be moved as to one's bowel, guts, internal organs such as heart, liver, lungs and kidneys, as these organs came to denote the seat of affections. Our popular use of the phrase such as gut feeling, gut reaction or response, or my gut tells me, have all their origin to this Greek word for compassion, spanitsoma. It is indeed a rich word with multiple layers of meaning, connecting the human capacity for compassion to the extent that it would make internal organs move. And that was what Jesus felt when he saw the crowd. Jesus felt the crowd's plight in his guts, and he was moved by it to act on it. The capacity for compassion is in our deepest nature as human beings. The other day, during a conversation I had with a couple I was visiting with, the subject of helping people in need came up. And she said it was very difficult for her to go anywhere without her stopping to help someone in need. It is natural for human beings to feel compassion for someone who is suffering and then feel moved to alleviate the suffering. Pity is often mistaken for compassion. Pity is simply feeling sorry for someone who has to endure suffering. But pity keeps its distance from suffering. Compassion, on the other hand, doesn't keep its distance. It literally means to experience or endure with. Compassion is willing to be with suffering up close because it has learned to accept rather than resist suffering. It is compassion we human beings are endowed with. We are born with compassion. So today, if we fail to act in a compassionate way when a situation calls for us, it is either because we have been conditioned to ignore suffering, or it is because we are socialized to believe that it is against the conservative principle of self-reliance. Much in our modern culture works to separate us from our basic human quality to be compassionate, and hence alienate us from one another and from ourselves. Our love of competition, our fear of pain and suffering, our quest for pleasure, and our endless forms of distraction all function to eat away our innate nature of being compassionate. Following the gospel lessons on parables of the kingdom of heaven, which we talked about the previous three Sundays, today's gospel lesson is a miracle of Jesus, which assumes our God-given capacity for compassion to respond to human need. One of the basic characteristics of a citizen of the kingdom of God. Feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish is a very familiar miracle. It is the only miracle of Jesus that made the cut in all 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This miracle of feeding had a huge significance for the first century Christians. It not only tells that the historical Jesus of the first century was a compassionate person, but also tells us that he called his disciples and the church to be compassionate in the face of human need. Let us make a note to the charge Jesus gave his disciples. You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. Disciples thought to themselves, who is responsible for supper tonight? Are we responsible for feeding the hungry cow? No way. Since when it became our responsibility to provide food for the multitudes who sometimes followed Jesus? It is not our problem. As far as disciples were concerned, the primary responsibility for the supper, for the crowd this evening, falls on Jesus, because it was because of him the crowd followed. And the secondary responsibility was with the crowd, because it was irresponsible for them to leave home without food for themselves and their children. So they had a plan. Just send them back. Let them fend for themselves. This is a deserted place and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into villages and buy food for themselves. Jesus' compassionate charge to them was shocking. You give them something to eat. The suggestion you feed the crowd might be just as shocking and disconcerting to us as it was for the disciples. I don't know about you, but I hear echoes of what's happening on our borders and in Washington in today's lesson. Since when it is our responsibility to feed and care the little ones who crossed our borders, or the poor who live in our neighborhood in Phoenixville or the surrounding towns? You give them something to eat. It is one of the most difficult sayings of Jesus that stretch and challenge us and simply make us uncomfortable. How does Jesus want us to act? How does he want us to be part of the solution? Do we feel compassion for the refugees, for the poor, for the oppressed? Do we see ourselves acting in concert with God's desire and purpose to see that these people in crisis are fed, clothed, and housed? I'm sure you all remember reading in the Bible the plight of the Holy Family, fleeing violence, seeking refuge in Egypt, when Jesus was only a baby. Are those children on our borders any different from the baby Jesus who sought asylum in Egypt? I say, Mr. President, for God's sake, please don't send those children back to their gang-infested countries to fend for themselves. Disciples complain. We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. How are we to feed the crowd with such meager resources? And Jesus says, bring them here to me. The problems around us will always be overwhelming. Our resources will always be insufficient. But Jesus tells us to offer them anyway. Do what you can do, give what you can, even if it seems ridiculously insufficient. Isn't it precisely what we do week after week at St. Peter's, in our church, the weekday soup kitchen and the weekend pantry? Our meager resources given in compassion, blessed by God, are feeding our neighbors beyond our imagination. It is a ministry of compassion. Now we are talking about extending our soup kitchen to 5 days, Monday through Friday, every day. Jesus continues to call us forward, challenging us, you give them something to eat. Do we feel compassion for the poor, the suffering, the last, the least, and the lost? Do we feel it in our guts, like Jesus does? Jesus is calling us to be compassionate people, just as we were originally created to be. Let us go back and assume our innate nature as compassionate beings, like babies Blake and Keegan, who will be baptized into church today. Over the years of growing up, socialization in our culture, we became stubbornly individualistic, cynical, selfish, and uncaring. Compassion is hollowed out in our culture. Our political discourse on dealing with social issues we are facing today, whether they are immigration, unemployment, healthcare, minimum wage, has become downright ugly and devoid of any semblance to civility. In a few minutes, as babies Blake and Keegan will be baptized into the church, into a church that is called to be part of the solution, to act in concert with God's desire and purpose to see that the people in crisis are taken care of. And as we recite our baptismal covenant, let us remember that all the promises that we make, the underlying motif is compassion. Friends, our world is falling apart. We need each other. We need to feel the pain of others among us and then be moved to act on it. Today, as we come forward to receive the broken body and shed blood of our Lord, let us pause and think about how is it that God is calling each one of us, calling me, calling you. How is it that God is calling me to be compassionate in this broken world of ours?